Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Go.
Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back. I kind of fucked up. The first ever video baller lifestyle podcast. And there's a lot of things happening here that are new to the show. We've been doing this. Welcome. This is episode number 538. I am, of course, Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining us. We've never done a video one before. And so I put the music in after. So I just started the music right now and I played this part. The aloha. Hold on. Let's do it right. I played this.
Aloha.
And I think I didn't start the recording until after the aloha play. So we're going to get that figured out. We appreciate you joining us. We're experimenting. We'll see how it goes. I mean, this is it. It's going to go. This is how it's going to go. We're doing it. If you would like to reach out, tell us your thoughts on the video version. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. Also, you can send us an email. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Also, we're going to continue to post a bonus show every week just for our subscribers, people that support the show via Red Circle. So click the link in the show notes. It's $5 a month. We appreciate any support that you can give us. I am Joy. You see him here already. I've been out beautifuled, which is fucking bullshit. I'm sitting here in a sweat box. He's having his tea. I'm sitting here in a sweat box. I got up 2 minutes before we started and I put a shirt on against my better judgment. And then we open the camera and this man is much more beautiful than me. And it's really upsetting. Everyone knows him. Of course, it's Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Good to see you. I don't know if it's good to be seen.
It's weird. It's weird.
But yeah, here's my tea. It's yes. Dollywood. It says Ed on it.
Yes. It's got to be weird. I mean, obviously. It's
Dave Letterman t-shirt.
Beautiful. I love it. It's weird for you and I to do this because we've never done this face-to-face. We've done 538.
For a decade.
Yes, we've done this for 10 years. 538 episodes without looking at each other. Now we're looking at each other. So it's weird for the audience. It's just as weird for the audience as it is for us. And I was telling Ed before we started, I got a weird, there's a window up there that's reflecting off my screen. So hopefully the sun goes down, but I'll put something over that window. It's a real high window. I'll put something over that by next week. So Ed, what's going on? What's happening?
The big news for me this week, cause I knew we were doing video.
Yeah.
I bought a cheap ring light.
Yeah. It looks like it's working.
Because when I did the after show, there's a lamp right behind me.
Yeah.
And although it's kind of cool because I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
But it like backlit. Glowed around my head. But I was like, I was dark.
Yeah.
And so now I got this like $20 ring light.
Nice.
From Amazon.
It's doing its job. So a couple things going on that we need to get into before we start talking about the regular stuff. And I know we discuss this a lot. But it's important that we discuss it today because it's the anniversary and it was a seminal moment in this show. It was a seminal moment in sports. in society, in the world. It introduced us to...
You're talking about the man of Christ, right? A man of faith, a man of
yes,
faith.
Yes, 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 yeah, yes. There was a, there was a well-known man of faith who made a... Hold on, I've got a new computer going over here. Who made a misstep. It was 4 years ago today. Please, moment of silence and 2 minutes of listening to one of the greatest moments in sports history.
One of the fag capitals of the world. Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
3-0 ball game with the Reds in front of the Royals. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. Castellanos to lead things off. Jim Day's going to be taking us the rest of the way through this game.
So sad.
As Holland takes over on the mound. I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart. I'm so very, very sorry.
And tan. He's so tan.
Myself and think he's of myself as a, yeah. a man of faith.
Ugh.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. Nope. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. For, I will apologize for the people.
Not for them either.
What was that Hank Azaria show? Brockmire.
Brockmire.
Yeah. He took the Brockmire route. He's coming back, though, right? He's doing...
Yeah, we talked about... He's doing Big East football. Yes. Not Big East. ACC football.
He's back. He's...
With Boston College's starting quarterback, Castellanos.
Yeah, Castellanos. So that was 4 years ago today. I don't... I mean, I guess... If I had to think about it, I would have guessed it was like 2 years ago. Like 4 years ago seems like a long time.
I thought for sure this was like way post-pandemic stuff. This is this was right in the middle. So there were probably no fans.
No,
in the crowd
when he says
calling them the F word.
Yeah, when he says it's one of the great F slur towns, they're at the. Shot is them panning the like where they have the that waterfall. Do they still have that?
Yes,
the Kauffman Stadium in the outfield.
I think so. Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah. They're panning to that so you can see there's nobody sitting
empty.
And it's empty. Yeah, it's empty. So, R.I.P. his career. The other big thing we've been meaning to talk about, Ed, is it's I don't know if it's about to happen or we missed it. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you right now.
I saw clips that it happened because.
We missed it. Actually, wait. Yeah, it was last weekend.
Because that one video you sent me of the woman.
Let's play that.
With the dildo.
We're talking about it's the 2024, and you know we've been
24th. We are almost at a quarter century.
Yeah,
for this thing,
we've been big fans of the Juggalos. Of course, the listeners were kind enough to get us that. Cameo, which we play at the part of which we play at the beginning of the show from our dear friend shout Shaggy Two-Dope,
who Pearl Harbor.
Shout outs Pearl Harbor, Shaggy Two-Dope, who by the way, nearly at the same time as nearly 4 years ago today, much like Tom Brenneman's anniversary, it was about 4 years ago today that Shaggy Two-Dope gave us the cure for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We're in the midst. In the midst of the pandemic, he went out there and he explained to us that all we needed to do was eat dirt snow and we would be fine. And nobody listened to Shaggy Two Dope. He left us a message. But here's we got a nice video from one of the attendees to this year's Gathering of the Juggalos. And this is the kind of thing we're missing that we need to go see, Ed, eventually.
It is an actual replication of my husband's penis with his ashes in it that I have slowly been spreading around the gathering.
Pretty decent hog, Ed.
I mean, if that's... I'm looking.
Yeah, it's
if
big.
That's... My goodness, but...
That's a solid 8-inch hog. She's got filled...
It's a solid 8-inch hog, which looks like it would be required for this young lady.
Yeah. She's a bigger person.
You're gonna need a lot of reach.
What's her shirt say? It's pan.
I heart pegging men.
Yes. Oh, so we should introduce her to Telly. Because I believe Telly's into being pegged. So that's what I've heard. People are saying that Telly likes to be pegged.
What a peg she's holding right here.
Yeah, she's got a nice big peg. She could use the ashes filled, her dead husband's ashes in an actual replica of his giant dong, and she could peg Telly with that. And then everything comes full circle.
And he's here.
There's
an actual replication.
Beautiful. So what?
Thornville, Ohio.
And that's like,
can we determine where that was?
No, because I think they've moved it around. It's been different places, but
I think it was in Oklahoma one year.
It was in Oklahoma. I think it originated in Pennsylvania.
Out, you know, who will update sticks. Us where Thornville, Ohio is.
Oh, well, she's been on vacation, I've noticed. I don't think, let me check the voicemails. She's vacationing in the UP, and it's actually kind of annoying because she hasn't been able to update us on what, of course, we're talking about dear friend of the show, Katie Shady.
What kind of Buckeye Lake State Park?
Yeah.
Buckeye Lake.
Can you Google the location, Thornville?
Looking. It's near Buckeye Lake.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Look at that head of hair on. He's peacocking it. He's dipping his head. You're not going to catch me doing that. He's dipping his head just so we can see how much beautiful hair he has.
Thornville, Ohio, 43076.
Yeah.
They should make like a high school. It looks like it's fucking near nothing.
Yeah, it would have to be. It can't be near stuff because you got all the...
It's not near shit.
You got the juggalos and juggalettes. And I know that I'm old, and a lot of times, you know, my kids will be going to concerts, and it's like these mumble rappers, and I've never heard of any of them. And it's like Lil, or it's like one Summers or Ken Carson, or it's all these people that I never heard of. But I'm looking at the lineup at the Insane Clown Posse's Gathering the Juggalos 2024. Something wicked this way comes. So we got the headliner, Insane Clown Posse, of course. And now I thought, not our guy Shaggy.
Didn't he retire?
Yeah, yeah. Violent J. I thought Violent J was retiring, but I think he's doing like limited dates, you know, like I think they won't tour per se, but they'll do some stuff. So
they, or just he, like, is this a Daryl Hall situation, or they'll still go out together?
Yeah, I think that, yeah, but I don't think they go on tour. I think they just like play shows because of his thing. But let me see if you're familiar with anybody on the lineup, Ed. Right, a second headliner, or just below the headliner. A Killer's Confession.
No.
This third one I know. It's Big J Okerson, the Philadelphia comic.
He's a comic.
Yeah, he's doing, which is got, it's got to be hard. It's always hard when a comedian opens for a band in general. But now the crowd is, you know, they're on bath salts. They're huffing paint. They're
That's true.
They have those, what are they called? Like the water balloon launchers, but with Faygo cans. They're launching Faygo onto the stage. You know, that's a problem.
I think we saw a video of them spraying the crowd with Faygo.
They spray, like yes, yes.
That's how they cool them down.
Yes, they cool off with a nice.
There must be so many bees.
So sticky.
Just descending.
Yes.
Descending upon the so sticky crowd.
Orange Faygo all over you. Okay. Clownvis. Wait. Hold on.
Well.
Hold on.
I got to say, I am intrigued by Clownvis.
Oh, it's like Elvis.
Yeah, like Suspicious Minds, but he's a clown.
Oh, I would see that. I'd
love to see Clownvis.
This has got to be a local act, Dayton Family, from the Ohio area. Devereaux, DJ Clay, DJ Paul, Isham, Galactic Empire.
Devereaux.
Yeah.
This can't be this. Devereaux, wasn't that?
Is that like
an R&B guy?
Yeah, maybe. I was thinking indie rock.
Unless they're referring to ex-Oriole outfielder Mike Devereaux.
Oh, yes. Great center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Right? Yeah, he played for the Dodgers. Yep. And the Angels, I believe. Look, there's no one on here I've heard of. And then it gets into the real small. Hold on. Then it gets into the real small print And, you know, Richie Boy, Briar Wellington, Rook Meswick, Scream at the Sky, Scythe Gang 666. I never heard of any of these acts, but I'm sure they're all fantastic. I'm sad we missed them.
666 seems like an overkill.
A little satanic.
Kind of an overkill.
Yeah. The event map, Ed. Ship of Fools stage, Slaughterhouse. I mean, it's too, I can't, look. I can't even read the shit. Little Ballas campsite. Is that if you bring your kids, your Little Ballas? They don't allow children at this, right?
I'm scanning the crowd. I see no children.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Information. Legend Valley, 130-acre privately owned and fenced in outdoor music venue, Thornville, Ohio.
Operated. I don't want to pale shame.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm very pale.
Sure.
But it looks like a lot of these people, this weekend is their one weekend out in the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. I also don't picture a lot of them like being awake during the daylight hours.
Right.
So
some vampire.
Right. Even when they get out, it's in the dark typically. It's the venue is operated by a super dope family that has an understanding and respect for our Juggalo family. Enough camping space at this venue to allow all attendees to camp directly on the grounds. Now, when I think camping, Ed, the first thing I think about in a situation like this, what's the first thing you think about first?
Of camping?
Camping, this campsite in general. What's your first thoughts?
Oh. Well, this, it's going to be sex.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting. Similarly, two sides of the same coin. What about the shitting facilities, the porta potties? Because
looking at the map, I'm not seeing enough. There's plenty of things to eat, places to eat. I'm not seeing. Where on the map is there toilets?
I don't know. But so,
I think you have to go to Loon Woods.
And I can't imagine that there's not a macrobiotic chef on hand serving, you know, organic, grass-fed game.
I like that they had to put on the map no camping at the parking lot with the entrance.
Yeah, yeah.
That means Juggalos in the past have set up.
Yeah.
Camp.
Because they wanted to save the $18 that it costs to go actually inside the gates and put up a tent. They're just going to camp on the outside and then get the day pass to go in.
I can't imagine how many beautiful things you could buy at the merch bazaar. They must have so many good shirts and hats.
Yeah. A mug?
Probably jorts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, a mug. Maybe like wrestling. I bet you they have... If they don't, we could get this message to Shaggy Too Dope. They have like a wrestling mask with the clown faces on them. Because I believe they do wrestle also, the Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, and what if you want to go Juggalo in a hurry and you don't have time to put on all the makeup, you just put on that mask.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. Or you're not one of the truly committed that gets the makeup tattooed onto their face. Like the real Juggalos.
Those are the pussies that won't get a tattoo.
Yeah, they're not down. They're not down enough with the. Oh, Ed. There's a VIP experience. You may purchase ICP's VIP experience here. Okay, let's see how much it is. We're just going to do the control so it pops up in a new open new tab. This highly valued pass, and Ed, we could do a how fucking rich is this guy like. You think of a number while I'm reading the benefits. You think of how much this costs, and then I will provide you the answer. This highly valued pass allows you to have a special private meet and greet with the Insane Clown Posse. Priceless item, right there. Like that's what you're paying for. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
With this pass, you will have an opportunity to share words, get autographs, and take photos in a special VIP tent. Not only that, but each ninja, see, they're playing it fast and loose there, Ed, with the terminology. And I'm concerned I might get canceled. And I'm just reading here, okay?
Okay.
That purchases ICP's VIP experience will also receive a gift bag containing the following items. The VIP experience laminated pass, of course. The Hatchet Man Zombie Amulet.
Okay, that's worth at least 15 grand.
It gotta be.
Yeah.
ICP's Gummies Sour Apple collectible CD single. That would be difficult. I mean, it's you don't want to open it because of the collector's value of it, but were I gifted the Gummies Sour Apple collectible CD single from ICP, I have nowhere in my home that I could play such an item. I have no CD player, nor in my car.
Yes, I could play it. I bet I could play it in the PlayStation.
Smart.
That's above the TV.
Smart. There.
Yeah.
Okay. Additionally, you get the Hatchet Man Zombie Bandana. Tickets are limited and purchase based. It's a lot, Ed. It's a lot of stuff. You get a lot of swag plus the M&G meet and greet.
Yeah, the memory of a lifetime.
Absolutely. You will receive a confirmation email that will contain a QR code. I fuck QR codes.
It's enough.
It's enough.
Come on, with the restaurants that are making you still do it. Just give me a menu.
So here's, and my chick turned me onto this. Because she's no bullshit. And I stole this from her. I do it every time. I sit down and I go, can I have a paper menu? And they go, oh, we have a QR code. Just use your phone. And I go, I don't have a phone. And then they either bring you the menu or they got to tell you the menu. Here's the menu. What's on the menu? List the items that are on the menu. Because I don't fucking scan the thing. It never fucking works.
No.
And I was at an airport. So I did. I'm lying because I did have to do it when I was laid over in Hotlanta recently. I sit down at the airport. There's no crew, you may remember. There was no crew for my flight to Cincinnati, the Queen City. I sit down at the bar. The bartender's right in front of me. I go, hey, man. He's like, hey. And I look down, and there's the thing on the counter, and I go, oh, hey, this thing. He's like, yeah. And I go, can't I just tell you? And he's like, no, sorry. And you could tell he was bummed.
Pay through that apparatus.
Yes,
too,
you right? Have to pay before they deliver the fucking beer to you.
That's and it's
what is this world?
Someone will just appear with your beer. It won't be like
it's not him
handing it to you.
Yes, it's no, and it's no. You lose the humanity of it. You know, I'm trying to belly up to the bar, have a conversation with the bartender. You know, hey, look him in the eye. I would like a thing. Give me the thing. Look at, here's the money for the thing. Here's a little extra money just for you. You can't do that anymore.
Right.
It's fucking bullshit. And ICP with the QRs? Come on, guys. You're better than this. Hold on. Okay. You want to wager a guess?
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
What are you thinking? It's the meet and greet.
What am I thinking of? How much this costs?
Yeah. Not how much the money they have. No. How much?
Okay.
What's it? What is the VIP meet and greet experience with the amulet, the bandana, the sour gummy CD, plus the meet and greet? What do you think they're getting for that?
The sour gummy CD, is it just the title Sour Gummies or it's a CD made of sour gummies?
I was confused by that too. I believe the song is called Sour Gummies.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
I was kidding. Of course I know that song.
Of course. Yeah. Who doesn't? You have the CD. You probably have the CD single. It's in your PlayStation right now.
I think they played that at my sister's wedding.
They did. Absolutely. First dance. It's a lot
of
stuff.
I'm going to say this costs in value, it's
of course
easily 20 prices. Grand. I'm gonna say they charge $2,000 for it.
I was picturing that. I was thinking maybe $2,500 because you know a lot of bands have this. Like you can get this. Breaking news. I didn't drop. Here's the mechanical pencil that our dear listener Matthew Richard sent me. I didn't drop it, but I did just break the lead off in my hand. A lot of you can meet and greet with Mick Jagger if you want. It's going to cost right. you
in Vegas
$7,500. You know, it's not cheap, but you can do it. If you're a fucking one of these finance assholes that Ed used to sell bonds with, they're buying this type of shit. They're going to meet Mick Jagger. But ICP still, you know, it's they're a name. Their time is valuable. $150, Ed.
What?
Yeah. They're a band of the people. Really? They're not too big, but hold on. There's one thing that's more, and it was sold out, so it's too late anyway because it's over. ICP's dead rock star seance. Join I. Oh wow.
So
yeah.
So I'd like. All right, finish that, and yeah. then let's talk about who they brought back to life.
Well, it might say.
Oh, okay.
So, but I'm gonna. I would guess. Does it have to be? Is it location specific? Because you're in Ohio.
Right.
Who are some dead Ohio rock stars?
Yeah, but look,
Bootsy Collins.
Your dead spirit. If you're dead spirit,
yeah,
you have all the anywhere. Time in the world to yeah. float around. Why wouldn't you go near Buckeye Lake,
Thornville? Yeah,
Ohio.
Yeah, yeah. You're waiting to be called in. You're just floating yeah. above, and you're like, "Hey, right. somebody talk to me." You know, I can't just yep. show up. There's rules to this. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. You got to do the right things. And then at this ICP thing, I assume there's an expert involved that's going to show you how to do the thing to get the guy.
Right. Somebody who went to school for this kind of thing.
Exactly. Join ICP along with the minister, Harry Felching.
I thought it was going to be the ghost of Reggie White, the minister.
Mr. Defense. A renowned medium who has mastered the ability to communicate with spirits as they reach out into the beyond to contact the ghost of dead rock stars, exclamation point.
The great Felcher.
you will witness many strange and wondrous sights during this hour-long experience that will leave you questioning the very fabric of reality. Ever want to dance with Elvis? Oh, they're promoting big names here, Ed.
You've got Clownvis.
Yes, that's true. Better.
Elvis at this yes. point?
See Prince perform live or dead in this case, or ask Michael Jackson, I believe they've misspelled Michael here, about life advice.
Do they spell it like Michael Thompson?
No. You know, Michael Thompson, his name was just spelled the normal way. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. But he didn't want anybody to call him Mike or Mikey. So he changed the spelling
with M-Y.
M-Y-C-H-A-L. So and no one would ever mispronounce it because it's Michael. Well, here's your chance to see and speak to legends that have passed from the world on to the next. Along with this otherworldly experience, you will also receive a gift bag containing the following collectibles. Let's see if you can guess. Let's see if you can guess what might be in this gift bag, Ed. The ICP's dead rock star seance laminated pass.
Of course.
ICP's gummy sour cherry collectible CD.
They possibly printed too many.
Only 200. Only 200 made, oh, it says. Wow. How do you know that, though? This is like that Ken Griffey card with the little piece of his jersey in it that Upper Deck said there was only 50 made, and there was really like 50,000 made, and they got
really. If you pieced it together, the jersey would be this.
Yeah, yes, the size of the AIDS quilt. What's up with the AIDS quilt these days? By the way, is that still going around?
I got a huge bummer of a childhood moment.
You visited the AIDS quilt.
Sort of. The AIDS quilt was my mom was like hell bent on culturing her children. And the AIDS quilt was on tour, and it was coming through New York City. And so, like, you're a kid, you got a weekend, you know, you want to play football or baseball with your buddies on like a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And my mom took us to, like, the Javits Center in the city to watch the AIDS quilt. And I was like, we're just looking at quilt, and it's, like, a bunch of sad messages and shit. It was terrible. Yeah. Like, of course, RIP to everyone involved, but man, couldn't we just donate money or something? Yes. Like, I think I was 10. I'm looking at an AIDS quilt just bumming me out.
That, That's horrible. That is
horrible. That is.
Also as part of the collectibles, Ed, you get the dead Rockstar zombie amulet, which obviously very different than the other amulet for the other thing.
Right.
Additionally, you get the skeletal Hatchet Man hat pin, a quick meet and greet experience with ICP just before the
specify quick for this one.
Yeah.
They're going to whisk you in and out.
Yeah. Yep. Quick. The privilege of participating in the Faygo Armageddon Saturday night during the climax of ICP's set on the main stage. What do you think this experience goes for? ICP's dead Rockstar Seance.
The last thing you said was 150?
Yep.
You get to meet dead rockers.
Yeah. Prince. Elvis. Michael Jackson.
I'm going to say 350.
You got it. You nailed it. 350. That's exactly how much it costs. 350. Amazing.
Do you think some dead rockers like tried to show up and they're like, now Big Bopper, our people are here to you. They're like,
yeah.
They're negging certain rockers.
Meatloaf. Sorry. Meatloaf. Balance. You just died a couple years ago. You only had the one song. Phil Rizzuto was in your song. Get the fuck out of here, Meatloaf. His name is Robert Paulson. Okay. One more thing, and this is just, we're going to get into everything else, the regular show. There's one more thing that's happening that I'm contemplating. I think I'm going to do spur of the moment. No big deal. I'm not like looking for any membership, but it's the 75 hour challenge. This song slaps.
It's great.
So good.
Ryan's looking in the mirror, got that fat face. Pull up his shirt and realizes he got that fat waist. It ain't his fault he got caught up in that rat race. Sitting around and now he's gotta get up out of that place. So he proposes a challenge to all that's listening. What? It's time to get up and just get a little fitness in. So he don't have to be that chubby dad with a heart attack. Midlife crisis, tub of shit, out of shape, and all of that. 5 hard days. It's 75 hard. It's 75 hard days. It's 75 hard. And if 75 hard days. It's 75 hard. It's 75 hard days. It's 75.
So this morning I awoke and I had a notification on my phone that I'd had an Instagram post. What do they call that? I was like on restriction from Instagram. And I think somebody went through my timeline and reported me for some shit because I reported you. Well, it's too embarrassing. Because I got in an argument on a weightlifting guy's page with some of his followers, and I think I got doxxed. I think people went through my timeline and they reported me for attempting to solicit drugs on the internet, which I did not do. Here, I'll play the thing that I did. This is the post that got reported. I got it put back up. Hold on.
Talk to your kids about drugs. I know it's an uncomfortable conversation, but there's too much at stake. You gotta teach them what the right drugs are, proper terminology so they're not embarrassing themselves. Introduce them to a good dealer would be helpful. Otherwise, you're gonna end up with kids like this.
I'm pointing out on my walk that I saw kids had been doing. They'd been huffing.
Disgusting. Embarrassing. Shameful.
Yeah.
Those poor kids' parents.
That's right. I found that some local kids have been huffing whipped cream in my near my neighborhood, and it's just too embarrassing for the parents. It's just awful. Anyway, that was a few months ago, but so I had to I reposted it today with the shared my story with everybody about how I got kicked off Instagram for a little bit. But I was looking at the video, and it's from April. And Ed, I'm looking at myself, and I go, "How was I 9 years younger 4 months ago?"
This was fresh off of 75 hard.
So that's how we got onto it. I was texting with friend of the show Fan, and I'm like, "Yeah, I fucking look like shit compared to 4 months ago." And he's like, "Yeah, 75 hard." And I was like, because I was talking to him, we're having a rendezvous at his home in Austin, Texas, for the Texas Florida game. I was originally going to go to the Texas Georgia game, but that happens to be the same week as the F1 race. So any hotel room that is still available is
F1
like
F1 races down there.
Yeah, there's an F1 race at the Circuit of Americas in Austin the same weekend as the Texas Georgia game. Every hotel room's like $1,500 a night. So we're reassessing. So I was looking at the dates, we're going to go to the Texas Florida game, which is November 9th. And I did the math. I got my cousin's getting married this weekend. I'm going to her wedding on Saturday. If that's the last day I drink, 75 days will end the day I go to Austin for the Texas Florida game. Theoretically, I will look like less shit than this. So starting Sunday, August 25th, I'm back in it. 75 hard days starting Sunday. Anybody that's everybody doesn't listen in time, but anybody else that wants to do it, just know that I'm doing it. Starting Sunday, August 25th. Ed, let's talk about some people who died. Oh, yeah.
I will say one thing.
Yeah.
I've been to only one game at UT.
Darrell Royal Stadium.
You do not want to be on 75 hard while going through that tailgate.
It's so great.
You want to participate in the tailgate.
It's so great.
Yeah, it's great.
It's such a different world. Like, I didn't go to real college, but it's like where you go to a place like that. And I know you've been to a lot of these kind of things where they take their college football that seriously, that there's a big party. The whole town is a party.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I went to University of Maryland, who didn't make a bowl in the 4 years I was there.
Yeah.
And it was like us just getting shit faced on Natty Light. Yeah. Like, it wasn't proper tailgate, like SEC schools or Texas is SEC now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't get that kind of experience until after college.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy though.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I got more songs on the thing. Hold on. Oh my God. Here we go. Got it. No. And here it is.
Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Ed, who fucking died this week?
First up, we lost Wally Amos, creator of Famous Amos cookies, 88 years old. Those are some dangerous cookies because they're small.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're like, fuck it. I'll just throw in five of them.
It is weird. Delicious. It is weird, though, that, and this guy might be the best example, that we were so starved for entertainment that a cookie man was a household name in the 70s and 80s. Everyone knows Famous Amos.
Yeah, I just kind of remember it being like sort of where the chips were at, like a sub shop, like a sandwich shop.
Yep.
And in our cafeteria, high school cafeteria, right by the registers, be like, oh, why don't we throw on a bag of Famous Amos?
Chocolate chip cookies, delicious. So like now I think of one that I know is Tate's. Are you familiar with Tate's? Those, they're like, they come in a green package.
Yes. It's out in the Hamptons. And
oh, yeah.
That's where Tate's is. And I remember driving by it when I was visiting a friend.
Yeah.
But then during the pandemic, I think they were like really shitty to their workers.
Oh,
they,
really? That wouldn't surprise me.
Elon Musk did.
Yeah.
They're delicious cookies.
They're so good.
But I think they were really shitty to their employees.
Yeah. But it's not like we all know who Mr. Tate is, you know, like none of us have seen, hey, Mr. Tate, oh, there's Mr. Tate walk, you know, like we don't like, I mean, I know Larry Tate, obviously, everybody knows Larry Tate.
We all know Larry Tate.
Yeah, I don't think he was involved, though. I don't think Larry Tate is involved in the cookie brand that I will eat an entire sleeve of that my girlfriend buys for her son when I get stoned and they're out of town. Like that's like, but Famous Amos, yes, like we knew who he was, R.I.P. And also, how about him dying right now? Because I would have assumed he died in about 1981.
Right. So he was just bragging about being, and also his name, Amos.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a feeling he was just calling himself Famous Amos before he was famous.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're probably right.
Stolen valor.
Yeah. I think so. Hold on. We need the Wikipedia here. Whoa.
Also.
Yeah.
I read about a couple of years ago, I remember reading Mrs. Fields was like a Charlie Finley ball girl. Like she was like an attractive young lady.
Yeah.
And she took her money from being a Oakland A's ball girl and started Mrs. Fields Cookies and made a gazillion dollars.
This is like that Susie Orman, the financial analyst who was she was like a waitress and she had some big money customer and she's like, hey, I want to do finance, and he like paid for her to like start her own business, similar.
And then she got the OG Karen haircut.
She does. Yeah, she's got a real, she's still around, this Susie Orman.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I assume so.
Yeah.
Peddling her bad advice.
Well, I mean, she's no Jim Cramer.
Kramer,
who's always wrong. He's a Jim Cramer's like the Mike Carey of financial analysts, like just always go against.
They're gonna overturn this.
Yes, 100%. Yeah,
play stand.
Wallace Amos Jr., 1936 to the other day, American television personality, businessman, and author, founder of Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies. Oh, he had more: the Cookie Kahuna and Aunt Della's cookies.
Never heard of either of those.
He was also the adult host of the adult reading program Learn to Read. See, I remember this. This was adjacent to, this was somehow involved in the Cosby Kids.
Yeah.
It was like one of those like little, like it would come on after the Cosby Kids or in between.
If you're not careful, you might learn something.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Born and raised in Tallahassee, Florida until he was 12, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he was in the Air Force. Eventually became talent agent. Oh, he saw Ed. Holy shit.
Became a talent agent?
Listen to this. He returned to New York City. Amos went to college to become a secretary. And after graduating, took a mailroom clerk job with the William Morris Agency. Eventually, he became the agency's first African-American talent agent. He signed...
Wow.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Brantley Foster from Secret of My Success.
Yes, exactly. Yes. He was running up. He was changing, running upstairs.
Yeah.
And headed the agency's rock and roll department. Amos attracted clients by sending them chocolate chip cookies along with an invitation to visit him. The musicians he represented, included the Temptations and Marvin Gaye.
Whoa.
In 1975, a friend suggested to Amos that he set up a store to sell his cookies.
This is a Newman's Own situation.
Totally.
They used to hand out salad dressing to their friends, and they're like, hey, why don't you sell this?
Yeah. In March of that year, the first Famous Amos cookie store opened in Los Angeles, California. He started the business with the help of a $25,000 loan from Marvin Gaye and Helen Reddy. I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
All right, so he was famous.
He was famous, Amos. Yes.
People. Yeah. Yes. He was famous. He earned this shit.
Yeah. Good for famous Amos. This guy was a major success. R.I.P. Who else died, Ed?
R.I.P. Peter Marshall, the longtime host of Hollywood Squares, 98 years old.
Wow.
You know, I've seen the old clips. Yep. For me, John Davidson was my Hollywood
Shadow
Squares
Stevens.
Host.
Sure. Vicki Lawrence.
Shadow Stevens. Yeah. But he was in the Paul Lynde days, Peter Marshall.
Classic. The classic era of the Hollywood Squares.
Like when you would turn on the game show network and see the old school Hollywood Squares, it was Peter Marshall.
Peter Marshall. Nice long run, 98 years.
R.I.P. Gina Rowlands, acting legend and wife of John Cassavetes, 94. I will remember Gina Rowlands because she was one of the stars of a movie I saw on a plane, Hope Floats. And
Oh, wow.
It was... Sandy Bullock.
Uh-huh.
And do you know who the love interest in that movie was?
Hold on. Is it one of those? Is it that guy that sings the anthem at the Yankee game sometimes? Patrick?
It's a guy who sings. Nope. Oh. It's a guy who sings.
Ricky Martin.
And when he talks, he sounds like that Justin, the Cajun dude. He talks like super Cajun accent. He was handsome, but kind of weird. And a crooner.
Oh, Harry Connick Jr.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And back in the day when like people would sell, you know, Best Buy would have their DVDs. People would buy DVDs. I would always, you know, take a gander at the discount. Bin
for Hope
and Hope Floats. Always there would be seven copies of Hope Floats. Yeah. And I was like, who would buy that even for $3? Yeah. It was terrible.
It's much like the time my aunt for Christmas gave me the DVD of 6 Days, Seven Nights with Harrison Ford and Anne Heche.
Yes.
And
I remember on my honeymoon, we were taking a cab to our resort and the cab driver was very excited to tell us that they filmed a scene from 6 Days, Seven Nights, like right over there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool. That's why we came to Hawaii.
R.I.P. Jenna Rowlands. She was iconic. Wait, she was married to. Oh no, wait, that's Cassavetes. Rob.
She was in.
Yeah,
she was in a lot of his movies.
It says she, but then afterwards she was married to Robert Forrest. And I thought it was Robert Forrester, but it's not. It's different guy.
Yeah, she was.
He has a different. Brown, yeah, he has a different name than the guy I thought. Why would he be married? She be married to somebody with a different name than the guy she was married to? Of course, Robert Forrest.
R.I.P. Afa Inouye.
Yeah.
WWE Hall of Famer and uncle of wrestler Roman Reigns. He was 81.
Hold on a second. Didn't Roman Reigns' dad die, who was the brother of this guy and the tag team partner of this guy, like 3 weeks ago?
Oh.
Yeah, we talked about it. They were the...
So he died of a broken heart.
They were like the Wild Samoans or something.
Yeah.
This is... See, were they... Ed... Do we have a Chang and Ang situation here? Were they twins?
You have to think.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
They knew each other really well.
They were very close. Hold on. Well, yeah. Well, and also,
they knew each other.
Yes. Well, yes, because they're from that part of the world where you want to be a strong warrior. Afa Inouye, the WWE Hall of Famer, best known for being one half of the Wild Samoans, has died at 81. His death was announced by 2 months after his younger brother and tag team partner, Sika, died in June.
Jeez.
Died of a broken heart, Ed. Very sad. R.I.P. Although nice.
He's like, I lost half my spit roast.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, there's a lot of time on the road, you know, they're two swarthy Tongan men, you know, like, of course, they got up to some stuff like that. R.I.P. Very sad.
I see Roman Reigns. I don't know if we talked about it at the time, but he really broke free of the the Hawaiian theme or the Samoan theme, he's like, I'm going to just take a full on nickname.
Yeah. 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 I don't think he's playing up to the Hawaiian thing, although he puts a lot of grease in that hair. That's all I know. Oh, Ed, by the way, I went on the, and you, I know you've done this and we love these guys and they're great dudes. I went on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after show this past weekend. Mm. Had a very enjoyable experience. But at one point, they started talking about wrestling. And it was like, I mean, shit was going over my... I'm like, what? I don't know these words. And also, like, what if somebody hears that I was involved in this conversation? Right. I was telling them...
Brian, I tuned in and there was wrestling talk.
Yeah, I was telling them...
You'd be part of it.
I was being unfucked. There were people in my past history that had agreed to have sex with me that were now... were unhaving sex with me because they heard me talking about wrestling.
Your numbers went down.
Yes, yeah, totally. Yes, my body count is negative all of a sudden. But happy that, hey, guys, check out the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after show on YouTube every Friday night. It's a great show. Ed and I have both been on it, and we'll be on it again for sure. Who else died, Ed?
Sure. So I saw the headline. We lost Scott Blomquist. It said
is the Dilbert, is that the Dilbert racer guy? Oh, yeah. No. Okay. Yeah.
If only. It said legendary racer. Yeah. He was 60 years old, died in a small plane crash.
Yeah.
I looked up, what is he a legendary racer?
Yeah.
National Dirt Late Model Hall of Fame racer. So I don't think he got a lot of TV time.
No. I mean, so those are almost kind of like NASCARs, I think, but they race on dirt. Not like the dirt cars that Tony Smoke Stewart murdered that guy in.
Yeah. Where he just straight up ran over someone's head.
Yeah, how about when he murdered a guy and he's like, it was an accident. And then you look at the video and you're like, that wasn't an accident. And everybody's like, no way that was an accident. And they're like, oh, well, he said it was an accident. No problem. He fucking straight up murdered a guy. Yes, unbelievable. Yeah. R.I.P. Scott Blomquist. Small planes. What are we doing?
When you hear like Piper Cub or any of that stuff, like, get out, get out.
Anything with one engine and nowhere to take a piss? No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Hard pass.
R.I.P. Jack Russell. Not the Terrier. This was the founding vocalist for the 80s glam metal group Great White.
Yeah.
63. Multiple system atrophy and Lewy body dementia. So his body just broke down.
I mean,
Great White, what was their song?
Well, there. Hold on. My, once bitten, twice shy, babe. But yeah. I mean, Ed, it's like we've kind of been talking a lot here, but I feel like we're kind of due for a.
So that's a thing that happens.
What?
Huh? Huh? Can't remember it at all.
Huh?
Don't think that I can recall.
Nope.
But that's a thing that happens.
Did it really?
Remember if it's true.
Nope.
Don't recall it. How about you? But that's
look, we gotta bang this out quick. I would have guessed this happened in the 90s. The Station nightclub fire occurred on the evening of February 20th, 2003.
No, this was definitely
it's what I thought
ago.
Yes. 2003, a nightclub, and I mean it was like a shack
in Connecticut.
It close. Well, not really. Well, I don't know. I guess I don't know the geography that well. Kind of close. Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah.
Located Oops-ish. At 2011 Cowset Avenue in West Warwick, Rhode Island, United States, killing 100 people, injuring 230 during a concert by the rock band billed as Jack Russell's Great White. An offshoot of the original Great White Band, a pyrotechnic display ignited flammable acoustic foam in the walls and ceilings surrounding the stage.
That's got to be terrible to break the news to the family and be like, oh, he died. Yes. There was an indoor fireworks display.
Yes.
It was a music show. And they're like, oh, was it like Prince or something?
Yes.
They're like, no, it was Great White.
It's crazy. Because there's video of this, I would not suggest anybody look at it, but they're basically playing in a shack in podunk bullshit Rhode Island.
Well, anytime you have to give a specific address, you know, it's not like it's in, you know, you're in Toronto, it's in the Rogers Center, or it's, you know, it's Staples. Like, yeah. We're talking about, like, a specific address.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And the room, it looked like, I mean, I'm stunned that there were 330 people in the room, because it was a tiny shack with, hanging behind the stage were like some curtains or like some kind of like that egg crate material to deaden the sound to help the acoustics. Yeah. And for whatever reason, Great White, who again had a major hit in the 1980s with the fantastic song Once Bitten, Twice Shy, and get it, Great White, Once Bitten. That's like a shark. That's like a shark.
Yeah.
Yeah. They thought they sold all the tickets, Ed. Like, they had the money was coming to them, but they're showmen. You know, these guys.
That's right. They can't stop entertaining.
Yes. These guys probably played the Garden at one point, Ed. Like, they were big. They had a moment. And they were like, we're going to give these guys a show. Let's have some shit on fire on the stage in this tiny little club that we're playing in that's made out of wood.
I'm just thankful that one time that Quiet Riot played, they played a Tuesday night during finals at Terrapin Station.
Wow.
In College Park, Maryland. Wow. In like mid-December.
Yeah.
And like 97. And I tried to get all my friends to go. I was like, come on, we got to see them play. Come on, feel the noise. And yeah. Everybody's like, I got finals. Fuck this. Yeah. And I went by myself.
No. That's amazing. That's a great story.
Yeah, but thank God I came out alive, because they were in the we need to have fireworks stage of their.
Yeah.
There were definitely not 300 people there. No. There were like, including staff, in like 14.
Really?
It was not good.
Well, it was before the you know, all these nostalgia acts have come back. And this was kind of at the beginning of that with Great White. But they shot off some fireworks indoors. The whole fucking place burned up in, like I said, 6 minutes. The fire was the deadliest fireworks accident in U.S. history and the fourth deadliest nightclub fire in U.S. history. It was also the second deadliest nightclub fire in New England behind the 1942 Coconut Grove fire. After the fire, multiple civil and criminal cases were filed. Daniel Bushell, the tour manager for Great White, who had ignited the pyrotechnics, pled guilty to 100 counts of involuntary manslaughter and was sentenced to 15 years in prison, served four. Bushell was released from prison in 2002 after some families of the victims expressed support for his parole. I mean, it was a dumb thing to do. You know what was interesting? This part. Jeffrey and Michael Dierdarian, the owners of the station, pleaded no contest and avoided the trial. Michael received the same sentence as Bushell and was released from prison in 2009. Remember, one of the owners of the place was like a local TV reporter. And they would show his stand-ups that he had been doing. He also owned the station nightclub. Anyway, R.I.P., Jack Russell, who lived more than 20 years after he murdered all those people with an indoor firework at the station nightclub in 2003, apparently. That's a thing that happened.
Yeah. R.I.P. Greg Kinn. There's a song, Jeopardy singer, 75, Alzheimer's, very sad. Yeah. I Googled the song Jeopardy, and I kind of remembered it, and the video is awesome. It's a wedding, and it's very 80s crooner
type stuff. He did Our Love's in Jeopardy, which was they did what's his name, Weird Al made a parody of it.
Yes.
I Lost on Jeopardy.
Right.
Also, he did another song that is a fucking absolute banger. It's this one, the breakup song. Oh no, there's a commercial.
If you're sharing
Ed, who else died?
The news broke today. The great Phil Donahue, 88 years old.
Hotel.
What a legend.
Legend. Oprah.
He was the real deal.
Should be thanking him every day of her life, because she just took his format.
Yeah. He was like the original talk show host. Like he would have guests on, and it must have been a local show that went, you know, he's probably like a local newsman or whatever. I could Google it, but I've been Googling this whole episode. He was like a newsman, and he would do like hard hitting topics. And then Oprah came around, who was a local news lady, I think in Baltimore. And then she came in and she would do like salacious.
She would do less serious stuff.
Yes.
And then once Donahue left the picture, then she's like, oh, I just want to do serious things like exactly. Letting a guy promote his fake book about addiction, like stuff like that. Phil Donahue.
Yes.
I got to point out a couple facts about him.
Tell me, because he's the man. Tell me
all
about him.
First of all, everyone should Google when he had Two Live Crew on to
to
discuss that.
And they performed. They performed.
They called it the Funk Shop.
They had their dancers.
It was amazing. It was so amazing because all these old ladies are like watching Two Live Crew's dancers. It's amazing.
It's so good.
This dude married an all-time piece, Marlo Thomas, that girl.
Yep.
You have to think he was working with something.
Yeah. Well, also he was sensitive, Ed. He was a listener. You know, he had a big heart. Yes. And you had a question. You were a housewife from Jersey that was in the audience that had a question, and you were in the fucking, and he was down at the front row, and you were at the top right corner. He would Carl Lewis. Up the steps, race up there, get that microphone to you. What a G.
He cared. He cared. And here's the biggest of big dick energy.
Yep.
This rock star, and look, I can enjoy the hell out of some White Wedding.
Of course.
But right around the time of Money Money and White Wedding, he got a little mouthy around Marlo Thomas at the hotel lobby. And Phil Donahue knocked him the fuck out.
Shut the fuck up. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, he was probably wasted. Billy Idol was probably wasted.
Yeah, mouthing off.
Yeah, also, Phil Donahue probably didn't like that jailbait video he did, Rock the Cradle of Love, when he had the broken leg. You know, and looking back.
Coming of age.
Yes.
Ed Daly.
Yeah. Well, I love it.
Enjoyed that video.
Man. What a video. That was an all-timer. Video. Yeah. Okay, here's the Greg Kin band. Oh, you'll remember the song, Ed. This might get us kicked off YouTube. Who cares? Gotta hear this part. The breakup song. R.I.P. A lot of good ones this week.
R.I.P.
Phil Donahue was real G, though. That guy was a fucking legend. R.I.P. Phil Donahue. Ed, let's talk some sports. Wait, hold on. I'm not on the right page. Too many pages now. Like, we got too many good songs. Oh, my God. Hold on. How do I even get back to a home? Here we go. And don't push that button. Push this button right here. And then, nope, not that one. And then this one right here.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm Mino Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports this week?
So, San Francisco Giants fan McCovey Cove Dave is in a spat with the Braves over an unreturned splash hit grand slam. The club offered him a single ball and a signed ball and bat, but McCovey Cove Dave is refusing to turn over the ball until the Giants offer him a job.
Yeah.
He's one of these kayak dudes. Well, he wants a job with the club now.
He's negotiating. And also, the Giants don't give a fuck. It's the Braves that want the ball.
The Braves are like, no, we can't give you a job with the Giants. Yeah. We're the Braves.
Do we know who hit it? Was it Austin Riley?
It was a guy who, this was his, I think, has not, it was his like first career Grand Slam and it won the game or something. Yeah. Some, you know, whatever.
You got to negotiate. Look, this guy is the loser that goes out in his fucking kayak and thinks he's gonna hit the jackpot by catching a ball or retrieving a ball.
But was it like to win the World Series? I agree. It was just some guy.
I agree. I think he's overplaying his hand, but everybody's got a price. I'm gonna say that this guy's price is $500. Like, I think $500 eventually wins the day because there's nobody else that's coming in to offer him shit for this ball other than the Braves. We got supply and demand. There's no demand for the item that this guy has the world's only supply of. There's only one person that wants it.
It's what's the name of the dude? It was like,
it's not the guy that tunes up women. Ozuna, is it?
No, Ozuna, because he's hit a million.
Yeah, he hits a lot of them. Also, he always hits. He stands so far back in the batter's box, he hits the catcher.
Michael
with the
Harris
bat.
The second.
Never heard of him. No. Just the Braves PR guy needs to be like, go over to the bullpen and fucking grab a ball and be like, hey, Michael Harris, too. I worked it. I worked a deal with Famous Dave in the kayak guy. Here's your ball. And that's it. He gets a ball.
Yeah, because you never know. Like,
never know. It's not like they're marking them. Like,
going back to Kauffman Stadium, earlier in the season, the Orioles closer blew out his – he had Tommy John at the end of last year. So he's out all this year. Yep. So the Orioles have a stopgap or the attempted stopgap of Craig Kimbrell. And he's been fucking horrendous. Horrendous.
Oh, you know what that is.
He's not the closer now. He's put him in a low leverage spot the
he
other
does
day.
This thing.
He does this thing.
He does this thing. And he's got the accent, the ponytail.
He's real annoying.
Everything about him sucks.
So on top of that, he's a compiler. He's a compiler of stats.
Yep. He's been around.
And saves. He's just been around forever. So he's like moving up. He's no way close to getting Mariano Rivera's record.
Of course not.
But he's moving up from sixth to fifth. And the Orioles rookie earlier in the season when they're in KC, he caught the final out of the game and he chucked it over his head into the fountain at Kauffman Stadium. And then they had to have a diver go get the ball because Kimbrell saves these balls. Like, oh, this is the magical one where I moved into a two-way tie with John Franco in fifth place. Fuck
no, this is like when Julio Jones lost that diamond earring when he was jet skiing in that lake and he had to hire Frogman to go find that earring for him. Similarly, they had to hire a Frogman to go get to go find Craig Kimbrell's sixth to fifth place ball.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here with the collecting of shit. You know, it's like, it's too much shit. Who needs all this shit? There's too much shit. I was going to say something and I forgot, but your thing was better anyway. Yeah.
Well, high school football's most controversial coach ironically preached integrity after an ugly video leak. This dude, this is the Hoover, Hoover, Alabama, right?
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
this is the dude who he carolted, right?
Yes. Yeah, so he had multiple families. This isn't the guy that was the coach of that team
Two-a-days.
where we interviewed the producer. No, that was a different show.
I think that was different, but that producer might have been involved with this. This was an MTV reality show.
Yeah.
With Hoover High. And this dude was a Carroll situation.
Yes. Probst 66 is most famous for his appearance on the MTV reality series Two-a-Days back in the early 2000s. To say that he was brutal towards his player would be an understatement, but they won. Well, that's all that matters. Who cares then? They won. Hoover High School fired Probst in 2007 for a few different reasons. First and foremost, he allegedly altered players' grades so they would be eligible to play. Okay. And then it got messy. Probst married to his high school sweetheart. Who wrote this? India. AI. They had three children. Not only was he having an affair with the school administrator who helped to fudge the grades and another teacher at the time, he had an entire second family in another part of the state. That is so baller.
He's super famous.
He's a well-known guy. Yeah, this is like Charles Kuralt.
Can't do this.
It's very similar to Charles Kuralt. Charles Kuralt, he lived in New York or whatever, but he was on the road. His whole gig was being on the road. And then he had a whole...
Now we know why.
Yeah, he had a whole second family in Montana. But wouldn't the kids be like, hey, mom... Why is our dad Charles Kuralt? They'd be like, he's on TV, but he's like only here twice a year when he's on the road. And it seems, I looked him up and it seems like he has another fan. Like this Rush Probst guy, same thing. Like he's well known in, this is Alabama, right? Yeah. He's well known in Alabama. How is he going to have two families?
Lots of bad behavior aside from the two families. Yeah. Threw his headset at a player. Yeah. Cussed out a rival coach and almost went to jail for owing more than $100,000 in alimony.
Whoa. Yeah. Look, that's how they do it.
But he cares about integrity.
Good
he's
for him.
Preaching integrity.
Good for old Rush. Look, I bet he puts a lot of guys in D1, Ed. I bet he's got a long list of guys that have played for him that are making a lot of money in the league. These days.
Well, hopefully they have some money to loan him because he's a little behind in his payments.
He owes. What else?
Finally, in sports, Dr. Dre is dead ass serious about competing in the 2024 Olympics archery competition.
Yeah. I mean, like, should it be in the Olympics if Dr. Dre can do it? That's my question.
Yeah, it's a skill. I was watching a little bit of it. Like it happened to be on. I'm like, man, these guys are hitting bullseye after bullseye. That being said, I'm not sure it should be a sport if you can be smoking a heater while doing it.
Right. Like why? Like it's where's darts? You ever see one of those dart videos where a guy just fucking tosses ding, 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 three fucking bullseyes in a row? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got a pint in one hand. He's got, he's got a guinea going at the same time. Like, let's put that in the Olympics. That's also a skill. Also, what about
People were all pissed off about breakdancing. My favorite athlete of all time is the Ray Gun.
Ray Gun? Well, you know, Ray Gun's been canceled, right? She
because her husband, was the head of the Olympic committee. I love Ray Gun.
I love her too. I like that she dressed like she was doing the equestrian or something. I don't know. Dr. Dre says he wants to compete in archery at the 2028 Olympics. I'm dead ass serious. Dr. Dre got on the Ozempic a while back, huh? He's looking pretty skinny.
Yes.
The Olympic Games are coming to, or he got the, he got what Eazy-E had. You never know. Like that also makes you skinny. The Olympic Games are coming to Los Angeles in 2028. Who fucking cares? And hip hop icon Dr. Dre is hoping not only to perform, but also to compete. I'm trying to try out for the Olympics in 2028. Archery. He's 59. I'm dead ass serious. Yup. Dre went on to reveal that he's been an archer for decades, dating back to when he was a member of a team in junior high. While archery took a back seat when he embarked on his career in music, blah, blah, blah. So he's going to try it. Look, didn't Gina Davis almost made it?
What?
Yeah, maybe 3-4 Olympics ago? Gina Davis was like in the trials for archery.
Yeah, look, there are some impressive athletes that'll cross sports and stuff, but it's just you have to think Gina Davis is not one of the elite athletes of all time. Like
you wouldn't think so,
right? Chase Buttinger,
volleyball
competing in beach volleyball because he was in the dunk contest. He was an awesome. Basketballer and an awesome athlete.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
I mean,
Thelma or Louise, whichever one yes, she was, she either. Can almost made the either. Olympics.
Yes.
Come on.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And now it's Dre. It's Dre Day at the Olympics. Yeah. Like, look, I don't look, I'm not in charge of this. I don't like it either. What about like Herschel Walker? He was a bobsledder. Herschel Walker was a fucking freak. And I guarantee you that nobody could push a bobsled harder than Herschel Walker.
Oh, yeah.
You
those
know?
Thighs.
Yes. Like, it doesn't take a lot. You don't have to think much, you know? Just push.
Famous virgin, Lolo Jones, I believe she did bobsled,
right.
too.
God damn it. Better example.
She loved being a virgin.
Fuck.
Loved it.
God, she's the worst. Well, people hated her because she was a virgin, and people didn't want her to win the gold medal. People wanted her. The world was against Lolo Jones. Meanwhile, everything was a vignette about Lolo Jones. All I saw was Lolo Jones. Nobody was against Lolo Jones.
And then she hit that 10th hurdle.
Yes.
Did not place.
Bummer. Okay, Ed, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great.
Classic.
His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish.
Couple voicemails this week. Let's see who it is.
Ballers, hey, it's Ben 906. I'm glad you guys come.
Ben 906 is a, well, we know he is from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where he was reared in the alleys of the whatever state Michigan is.
Right.
He now resides in Ohio, so he could probably tell us a little bit about Thornville and the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Heard our guy Pitbull on last week's episode, and his generous donation for the naming rights at FIU. I'm happy to report I will be able to, probably in about a couple weeks, I'm not sure exactly the date, I think it's the end of this month, be able to give some live reporting of our guy Pitbull in concert. I'm going to be seeing him. Amazing. Yeah, my queen got me some tickets for my birthday, which was at the end of July.
Oh, happy birthday, Ben.
Thank you for those kind birthday wishes. But I'll be seeing Pitbull and T-Pain,
T-Pain.
Live. And I hope to do a little live reporting from that concert. Hi, love y'all. Keep it balling.
Hopefully T-Pain does his version of War Pigs, which is fantastic. He's a fantastic artist.
That's right.
Yeah. And, of course, Pitbull. I sort of saw Pitbull, Ed, because I went to the Clash at the Coliseum, where they raced the NASCARs on the track.
Was he the starter?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, he was like the opening act. And so he performed at like the peristyle end of the Coliseum. But it was just as I was walking in, and it was roughly, I don't know, 94 and a half degrees that day. But my man Armando, he had that leather jacket on, you know, like he was,
of course,
he had that drip. So I sort of saw Pitbull perform that day. Okay.
Very cool.
Here's another one.
Hey, Brian, Ed, what's up?
Oh, it's David Bray. Oh, Ed. So people that might not listen every week, everybody knows David Bray. Huge, sure. Dear friend of the show. Been listening a long ass time. He's 6'8". He's got a huge penis. He went to Florida State.
He has the hardest job in the game.
Toughest job in the airport. Gate agent, hands down. Well, a couple weeks ago, one of our new dearest friends, Dawn, the flight attendant, emailed us to let us know that being a gate agent is not near as hard as being a flight attendant. And I feel like David Bray, who's stout to get into a fight with just about any listener, he may have some words for Dawn in this voicemail. Let's hope.
I'm hoping also this finds him well, because I believe he's on the mend.
Yes, he told us that he was having something done to his heart, but he didn't seem like he had a real close grasp on what exactly, but it was some type of an implant, maybe a pacemaker or something along those lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not a stent. I think it was like something to regulate his
major.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see how he's doing.
Anything with your heart is major.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. You don't want that.
How you guys doing? Just listening to the, you're talking about going, trying to talk fan out of going to the Dodger game. I got friends like that too.
Yeah.
You know why? I think, Brian, I know you take care of yourself. That dude is in such immaculate shape. He can go an 18-year-old. So,
that's true.
Now, that's just my guess, but $99 for two vodka doubles.
That's right.
That's fucking criminal. That's California.
Yep.
It's got to be. I don't know, but the most I ever paid, and I was like, I said to the bartender, I said, no, I didn't order. That's not what I ordered. I ordered two Crown and Ginger doubles.
Oof.
He goes, yeah, it's $60.
Oof.
And I'm like, what?
Well, that's because that's $15 a shot. That's that's two drinks, $30 right, bucks.
Four.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 times 30, 60. So yeah, it's a lot, but doubles, you know?
Where was that? The Venetian, the Palazzo Bar.
Fuck that.
Next door. You'd never go.
Ed, last time I went to Vegas, I was checking in. I can't remember if I said this on the show. It was like a month ago. I went to Vegas. I checked in and the bellman was like, hey, by the way, he goes, see those water bottles right there? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you might want to think twice about opening one of those because they're $25 each.
Jeez.
And I was like, what? And he's, because I would have, you know, because I'm thinking, you know, like $9-$10 for water is a lot, but I'm thirsty. But instead I did a run and went and got water because this nice gentleman told me they were $25 each. Look,
that's a good heads up.
Yeah, we live that in the
be,
worst time.
That would be a tough sting.
Fuck, yes.
To find out about that one.
Yep.
Never go to a bar inside a decent casino.
No, that's true.
You go to Casino Royale.
You go to Circus.
Damn, man, $99. That's criminal.
Yep.
It's awful, guys. So, don't know what to say, man. But I miss you guys. I'm listening again, and thought I had something else to say.
It doesn't sound like it. Well, yeah, what about the airline?
The Yasiel Puig episode of Rich and Shameless. Rich and Shameless is, celebrities, stars, but it was pretty fascinating about the story about Puig.
Oh, I would like to see
that. I didn't know how great he was when he first came on the scene and then hit with the Dodgers. So both of you, Ed and Brian, check it out.
I would watch
that. Take care. I love you. I miss you. I'll be in touch, okay? See ya.
Ed, right.
Is he in like Korea or something? Is he
Yasiel Puig is in Korea, and
he took the league by storm when he first came up.
Yeah, but imagine like are the Korean trollops ready for a Puiging? You know, like that's just like
that's a lot.
That's just like too much. For like, you just really need to be a seasoned pro to be Puiged. There is a
he's barreled up.
Yeah,
he's barreled up.
Yes, he is. There's a podcaster, and he's a real dope. And he's he used to be an MMA fighter, and he gets memed a lot. His name's Brendan Schaub, and Brendan Schaub, his wife apparently was before she was married to Brendan Schaub. Was briefly or for a period of time a paramour of Yasiel Puig. And people on the internet remind this guy of that pretty often. And look, hey, you know, everybody's got a past, but at some point you got to picture, you're married to a woman, you got to picture her receiving a Puiging. You know, she's like, you look at her, and you know, she's the mother of your kids, and you love her, and she's fucking. She's in there. She's making the scrambled eggs. She's doing what she does. You know, she's
what can you do?
Yeah.
To replicate that.
Yeah. You look at just every once in a while you look over and you go, oh fuck, she's been Puiged. You have the image in your mind of just a full on Puiging happening. And hopefully you don't get that picture in your mind when you want to be amorous, you know, because it's
right. But it's if over. You do.
Yeah.
You're thinking, I don't even know if I have warning track power compared to Puig.
No, that's exactly right. It's too much. It's too much. Yeah, what am I going
to
do?
I'm an infield fly rule compared to him.
I got to just try to be the best Brian Beckner I can be because I'm never going to be I'm never going to provide a Puiging here. There's just no way. Okay, one more voicemail here.
Ryan, Ed, this is Ryan in Houston, a.k.a. Airstrike Rhino.
Oh, old school
caller. Calling just because I listen to every episode, and, you know, I haven't called in since Kyle and Scotty passed, and I did realize that, you know, as I've listened, I don't think you guys ever officially played the death song for him. And I can understand if maybe... his wife asked you not to, that makes total sense. But if my favorite podcast, did an entire tribute episode to me and didn't play the song where you died, I'd be pretty offended. And, you know, if God willing, I'm a little bit younger than you guys, God willing, I'll outlive both of you and this podcast.
Jeez. Airstrike. It's a weird turn.
No, I don't contribute as much as Kyle and Sonny used to.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a minute. Like I call in rarely.
Yep.
But,
we know who you
if
are.
I found out that you guys didn't play the song for me and you guys found out I died, I'd be pretty offended. So, that's point number one.
Okay. Fair
you know,
point.
I've been here for,
I'll address this point
for a long time. Yep. Not from the beginning, but from the days of the Friday Fat.
That's right.
So yeah,
heard
know,
of them.
If I ever passed and you guys found out, you know, I'd want the song played for me. But again, like I said, I get it. If maybe his family requested that you didn't do that. Yeah. Really cool.
I'll address this. You said you had a second point. What's the second point?
It was his favorite podcast. He loved you guys.
That's true.
Play the fucking song for him.
Okay.
Second, with that passing again, like I said, I know it happened a while ago and it's, you know, I haven't called in since then. But it did make me think that, you know, life's short. And I just wanted to reach out to any other ballers in Houston or Texas in general and say, hey, guys, like, if y'all want to get together, have a beer, talk some shit, like, hit me up. I'm at Airstrike Rhino on Twitter/X.
And don't call it that.
Ryan_Delarosa, DELARosa, Ryan_Delarosa on Instagram. Hit me up, man. Yep. Let's go grab a beer.
This is
do something. Also, I know we got some ballers in Houston who are brewers, home brewers.
Oh, okay.
And well, I'm pretty big.
It's like Tradio.
Definitely, you guys hit me up.
I've got a hen. And,
yeah.
Basketball goal.
Love you guys.
Washing machine.
I like how he's like. He's talking about how he's going to outlive us. And he's like, life's too short. Well, it's shorter for us, apparently.
Yeah. He's younger than us. Jeez.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, Ed, I did wrestle with this because when Kyle died, I knew he would very much appreciate having the song played for him, but I didn't. I wanted to be reverential and I didn't want to be seen as having fun at his expense, but which it wasn't. It's only a tribute. But I do know his wife a little bit, and I did know Kyle a little bit, and I know we have been remiss, and it is time to honor our dear friend Kyle and Scotty. Who the fuck is texting me? Did you hear that? Can you hear that?
Yeah, I heard a bing.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of saying something very beautiful. So without further ado, in remembrance of our dear, dear friend, Kyle and Scotty, who many, many people loved. Let's just pay him tribute now. Yeah.
Rest in peace. The ballers hope you rest in peace. You won't laugh no more. You won't smile no more. You won't laugh no more. And you won't fuck no more. So dearly departed, we hope you rest in peace.
Thank you for that, Airstrike Rhino. It was long overdue. We miss you, Kyle. Thank you.
Miss him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of quick emails. Then we're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up after the email. Then we're going to do the not sports, but only for our subscribers. Click the link in the show notes. $5 a month, $50 a year, and you get the bonus show that Ed will and I will conduct after the email. Baller. Oh, for immediate. He's put it in press release format. Ed, for immediate release. Baller Nation, I owe you all a formal apology. Last week, not my best performance. I've heard the feedback on my email, and you could say I didn't do man well. Severe bullying ensued, with some even saying my email made them want to veer off their running trail into oncoming traffic. Oh my God. I keep getting texts. I don't know how to turn it off on this other computer. Now I could get defensive and come up with some fancy excuse, but I'm choosing to own my transgression. I didn't realize the Venn diagram between the most popular show on television and TBLS listeners was two distant circles, and that's on me. Unlike those of the past who were run off into irrelevancy, I instead vow to be better. Like a phoenix, I will rise from the ishes. That is from Drew and Phoenix. So you may not remember. He sent an email last week asking us to guess the ages of two characters or two actors from.
I remember Googling something.
House of the Dragon, Ed.
That's the most popular show on TV. There's no way.
I don't know a single person who watches it except Drew and Phoenix.
I don't either.
Yeah. And look. I'll admit it. I watched the original one, and you know what? You tapped out on that, Ed, and you were right to do that. That you should have left that show.
As soon as that dude came back to life, yep. I was like, yep. I'm just trying to keep track of the characters who are alive. Now we're bringing them back.
Nope.
I tapped out.
I did the same thing on Succession when the old man died. I'm like, oh, I don't need any more of this. I got it. He died. There's the guy, you know, and then now they're going to fight over the shit. And they've been fighting over the shit the whole time and fucking Tom and whatnot. I don't give a shit.
I was ready for it to end.
Yes,
I was ready for it enough. To end. But I stuck it out.
You soldiered through. Yeah. But I mean, neither of us are fucking with House of the Dragon.
No,
I don't know a single person that watches House of the Dragon except Drew and Phoenix. So, look, I didn't shame him. I just didn't know who the fuck those people were. Yeah. I don't know I didn't know who anybody was except the Insane Clown Posse and Big J. Okerson. Stop fucking texting me. How do I?
But it's okay. I don't know what kind of bullying you got, but you know, Lala often isn't it Lala who gives us some
scoop it up, yes.
But, like people we've not hadn't heard of, or it'll be like some obscure band member.
Yeah, one was like a street musician from Louisiana. Well, I'm like, who the fuck is this? Like, I thought you would have heard of that. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? Yeah, Lala does that. I think I even said when I was reading Drew's email, he's LSU'd us here because I don't know who the fuck these people are. But there's a lot of people. You know, if you're not hitting us in the 80s TV rock and roll wheelhouse, we're probably, or athletes, we're probably going to miss it. Okay. And then our dear friend Matthew Richards has sent us a story. He says, before we know it, we will see Somalis with rocket launchers on their Chevy Volts. Apparently the president of Chechnya, Ed, has reached out to Elon. Yes. Has reached out to Elon Musk because he's outfitted a one of those cyber trucks, one of those real pussy getting vehicles, the cyber truck.
Yesterday on my bike ride, I passed by a cyber truck parked on the side of the road, and like a guy and his girl were just sitting against it smoking, and like I'd never seen one in the wild, and I just the douche chills, and I was like, what? Why would you do this? I couldn't comprehend. It was much worse in person than I could imagine.
Yeah. So I see one, and not the same one. I see an a Cybertruck at least every day. And I'm like, how am I seeing so many of these? How many have they sold? So I just looked it up. As of April 2024, Tesla has delivered 3,878 Cybertrucks. I mean, I've seen 3,000 of them. Like, what? Are they all in my neighborhood? Because I don't want to see any.
There was one in Edgewater, New Jersey yesterday.
So
one of them.
I wonder if people, if it's like a rental and they're like doing content. You know how like people will take pictures of themselves on a private jet, but they just go to a private jet that rents itself out to have its photo taken. Similarly, maybe people get there like, hey, or like they rent a Lambo, you know, like to, like our dear friend, true hero, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yes.
Who ratted on the Bloods and continues to live somehow. He'll have like four or five Lamborghinis in his driveway in Miami, all trunks popped. Trunk is in the front, filled with cash. They're just filled with cash. And I'm just guessing that Tekashi does not really own five Lamborghinis. That's just my guess.
No, he's got to pay for that Planet Fitness where he gets thumped in the men's room.
He got his ass kicked in Planet Fitness. Okay. Let's wrap it up there. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. We appreciate our very first YouTube broadcast. I think it went pretty well. Ed, your thoughts?
I think it's great.
I think it went. I mean, it hasn't been delivered to the internet yet, which I will do some point.
It's hopefully great.
Yeah, we'll see how it comes out. But I appreciate everybody listening. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 538. Of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Okay. I'm going to stop there.
All right, but
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.